This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoo! What's up?
Well, hey. Here we are.
Hello!
How
Hello.
Are y'all?
You know, hanging in there, you know.
That Mercury retrograde sure was something, huh?
Today's the last day, but we're still in the shadow phase.
Goodness.
So everything's still a little wacky.
Yeah, Mercury, she's tearing me up.
I don't normally feel the retrogrades, but the word chaos has been one that's been associated with this one, and that's a word that I kept using until I saw, like, the astrologers were saying, this retrograde is chaotic, la, la, la. Mm. And, yeah, and then I was like, oh, okay. So just kind of like we got put in the spin cycle of the washing machine.
That's a great way to illustrate that. That is perfect.
I really feel that.
So, welcome everybody back to the Boss Level Podcast. Today we're actually going to be recording our final episode of the season, and we're going to kind of revisit some of our favorite stories and talk a little bit about what we got going on for probably, you know, the next couple of months. And so how's it going, everybody? We feeling like we're bosses right now? We
feeling like, you know what? Check back with me in a couple of weeks, maybe, because I don't know if any of you relate to this, but I've been finding that recently in particular, I keep going through these cycles of like taking on far too much.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, that's a problem for future psyche. No problem. And then I get to the time that all the things I have to do have come up. Like, I'll accept opportunities and that's awesome. And I'm grateful to have the opportunities, but I seem to squish them all into like 1 week. And then I'm like, oh my God, when do I have time to sleep and eat and exist as a human being? And that's been me for the last couple of weeks. So yeah, that's I don't feel like a boss.
That's what just happened to me. I had the summer accidentally off because I broke my arm. And then I had a couple of like sponsored streams and sponsored YouTube videos that were supposed to be done by September 30th. And on like September 23rd, I was like, I guess I should do those. So my first week back to streaming was just like sponsored stream, sponsored stream, sponsored stream. And I was like, this sucks for my audience, but I got to get it done. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that the roller skating betrayed you.
I know. And they're just sitting in my car.
I told Shady, I said, the next time if you want to try, I will teach you how to skate and we'll learn the basics.
I know.
Like, first lesson is how to fall.
Yeah.
That is lesson number one.
Can you teach me how to skate? I used to skate, but I think I like completely forgot. I feel like it's one of those things that you retain some of the muscle memory, but like, I think I mentioned this on a previous episode. I went and bought rollerblades because I used to do blading like all the time. But I got blades that have really big wheels, not realizing that the size of the wheels mattered.
Yes.
And they move so fast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't.
They go over every bump and everything.
Yep. I've wiped out so many times. Now, I've wiped out and very fortunately not broken an arm or something. But at the same time, I've come away with a lot of scuffs and bruises. So I want to learn how to skate again, please. And step one might be get smaller wheels.
Yes.
I'm learning.
I know I've been having like a cramped schedule with like cosplays and stuff like that. Mm. But it was so... Because I guess like TwitchCon is happening, but I always try to time like the when I do my hair with like something I have going up, whether it's like a project I have going on or a photo shoot I have coming up. That's like not just my cosplays. But what got me cramped is that my aunt went to Nigeria for like a couple of weeks. And I was like, well, I need my hair done because I have TwitchCon coming up. But then I'm also doing this project with cosplaying the characters from Ruby. So like I needed my hair out. But then I needed my hair back in braids. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, when do you come back from Nigeria again?
Hurry up.
Please come back. So like it was happening, but like it just unforeseen circumstances just kind of dictated all of that.
Mercury in retrograde. I'm telling
you. Literally.
Does anyone have anything like good, happy? I mean, I know obviously it's been chaos, but... You know, I like to focus on the positive.
Well, I got all four of them done because it's four characters. So it's the R, Y, B, Y. So I got them all done. She came back in time. So it did work out. And then I got my hair done before TwitchCon, before I leave on Wednesday. So I'm just this works.
But
I was literally like refreshing. I was just like, okay, when does she land? We get into this text. Oh my God.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, same for me. I got everything done. I got what I needed to get done. And like a lot of the stuff was things like cool opportunities. And then I went and got kittens. And if you are watching a YouTube video for this later, one of them is sleeping in the background.
Your Instagram feed has been pure gold.
Thank you. I lost followers for that. And I have
my God.
Questions.
They're the wrong followers.
who unfollows someone for posting adorable pictures
beautiful
of kittens?
They're so pretty.
I literally lost like 10 followers the day I got them. And I was like, what is this?
People are weird on the internet.
Yeah,
they're so
y'all
strange.
Just not like joy? Like, what is this?
No,
they're like,
don't.
I followed for a specific purpose. No pussy on my feed.
I could sum it up.
Oh my God.
Jess. Sorry. I'm highly inappropriate.
Where did that come from? 10 out of 10. But yeah, they don't. You're right. They hate joy. I swear. Social media sometimes. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I have to do it for my job. We all have to do it for our job. And I hate that. Honestly,
How have y'all been lasting these past 2 weeks? Because my mute button is like
the less I look at social media, the better the better off I am. I don't look anymore.
Yeah.
And it's feeling so it's the equivalent of the mute. Like I'm not.
See, OK, but what gets me, I'm so sorry, I have a small rant to go on. What gets me is like all these people that are complaining about like all the clout that these like bigger streamers get and then not realizing that they're contributing to it. Like if you don't care about someone, don't tweet about them.
That's
you can't
the cycle
tell me
of streamer
you
Twitter.
Don't care about, you know, Dream's face reveal or whatever while you're literally like, you can't tell me that because if you're telling me that clearly
he's
right,
a Minecraft YouTuber. Look.
Oh.
I knew I had the alert.
I thought you were talking about Dream from the Netflix series. I'm like, just turn on Netflix. You can see his face.
Oh my God, Morbius.
so hot.
Our
I'm so sorry.
Little emo boy.
Yes. I'm sorry. Bring that in. Let's get more of that on TV, please. It will
it
bring me joy.
A work of art. I was obsessed with that series. Spanned it like 48 hours. I'm like, I got to watch all of this immediately. Yep. I need more.
I swear, though, it's the same. With all the Twitch news, for anyone who is listening and somehow apparently knows what Twitch is but doesn't know what's going on, Twitch came out and said that all that feedback from like 22,000 people that we wanted to see increased split revenue splits because most streamers get 50-50 from subscriptions. No, we're not doing that. In fact, anyone who did have the premium split that was 70-30, we're taking that away after you earn a certain amount of money. Now, realistically, those people are still going to earn tons of money anyway.
Yeah. But it still sucks to have your paycheck cut like that. Like
it does. And it also sucks to know that that they've just made a decision and that's it. And they're not going forward. And that their reasoning
for it. And then they close the ticket.
Stupid.
And then they like, quote, mask, close the ticket. I said, that is so disrespectful.
It is. They literally just said, no, and we're closing the door.
And they closed it.
And like, I can't decide if it's better or worse that they didn't even try to spin it as like, this is favorable to streamers. You know, like they didn't put any PR on it. And it's like, on the one hand, because what could you say that's like possibly would make people think this is a good thing for streamers? But on the other hand, like, come on, at least like try. Don't just like.
I was like, you know what? I appreciate the transparency. And people were like, but why? And I was like, because they were very honest about how they don't care.
At least that.
So that's been fun. And Twitter has been an absolute mess. And there's been people, I swear, there's a thing I want to say that I do not think is podcast appropriate right now, but I will summarize it. It's very bad, though. It's mostly just a joke. But okay, I'm going to say it. And Daniel, please cut it out if it's podcast.
Yeah, just
it
for
is
us.
Absolutely podcast inappropriate. I'm sick of seeing people on Twitter who think that Jeff Bezos is gonna fuck them, and he's not. The only way he's gonna fuck them is if he fucks them over.
What kind of Twitter are you looking at?
No, literally.
It's more sucking his dick, basically, for no reason.
A billionaire who doesn't know they exist.
Oh, I see what you mean. Only. Okay.
He's
okay.
not just like, bro.
Where is Jeff Bezos stan Twitter? Like,
hold on. I didn't even know he had a Twitter account, which, like, duh, of course he does. But, like, I didn't even know he did until, like, he quote-tweeted a black woman and then got her thing, like, temporarily suspended because she said something. And the thing is, like, she was, like she's very she was talking about something in her field that she knew about, and he quote tweeted her, and then it got suspended because he has a massive follower. I'm like, I didn't even know you were on it. When the queen died, that's what happened. She was talking about colonizers and stuff like that. She was just like, oh well, you know, colonizers get what they get or something like that. And he was just like, wow, this is like inappropriate. And then her thing got suspended.
Oh, I have a fun story about that. I'm sorry.
A lot has happened in 2 weeks.
It's been a whirlwind.
So apart from the fact that I'm Northern Irish, my relationship to the Queen is very complicated, to say the least. And my country's relationship to the Queen is very complicated. But just while you're mentioning that, and it's very British politic related, but I find it very funny because you mentioned that somebody had actually got like their account suspended because Jeff Bezos is being Jeff Bezos. When I worked for a company, the shall remain nameless, one of the people that I worked with made some comment like good riddance or something about Margaret Thatcher dying. And someone from a different office that worked for our company, like, tried to get him fired because they were like, that is so disrespectful of you to talk about like some great figure in your history. This horrible person with really terrible, like, everything.
Who was
awful.
They looking at?
Are we talking about the same person? Sorry. So I just remember them being like, that is so disrespectful. You can't say things like that on Twitter. And he was like, excuse me. So it's clearly not a new thing for this, like, you can't speak ill of the dead kind of thing. It's just,
girl, y'all, bye.
They have not been on the internet long enough to understand how the internet works. That's all I'm
right?
saying.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God.
But like with streamer Twitter and like things like that, like a lot of my, because I mute comment. Here's the thing about streamer Twitter. It's repetitive for people who like aren't on there. It's very repetitive. So like I take tweets that I see more than twice and I put them in my muted words section. So I don't see them anymore. And then I also mute like particular people who do spam those same things over and over again because I don't want to see that. And I'm like, I know what you're doing. You're engagement farming. Do what you got to do to get your Twitter clicks and sell that to advertisers. Do what you got to do. I don't want to see it. But like, because all this stuff was happening all the time, all of that stuff just kind of broke. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was like a period of 24 hours where you could not breathe for having some stupid take.
I was like, where are my cats? Where are my bodega cats?
Right.
Where is Hal from Howl's Moving Castle?
I love it so much. It brings so much joy to my day when I'm just like scrolling through Instagram and you have like a bodega cat you've just shared. And I'm like, oh, that made me happy.
A breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And this cesspit of social. I feel like we rant about social media nearly every time we get together.
Well, it's our job. We're on
it. Deserves it. But
I am chronically online. I have too much. But I've become. No, that's not true. I'm still chronically online. I'm just chronically less social media online. And now it's like, I don't know. It feels a lot better. And it started with like at the start of the year when I did a purge and I unfollowed all the way down to zero. And then I slowly started following back and I waited until it was like, oh yeah, what's that person? I'll think of that person or they'll come to my mind. It wasn't like I unfollowed to zero and then had a list of 200 people to immediately follow back. It started with that process and then come the muting of terms. And then I realized like, oh, because I was following 1,000 streamers, all I cared about all day long was Twitch. And when I unfollowed all of these streamers and followed back art accounts and just my friends that happen to be streamers, but YouTubers and different, you know, then I open up my Twitter. And it's like the only time I see tweets about Twitch now are when I see the trending tag of Twitch come up because I'm not following enough people that talk about Twitch politics and Twitch culture and whatever. And then it's like, oh, I never actually cared about that stuff. I was just being groupthink programmed to care because it's all I saw 24/7.
Yeah. Like, I feel that. Yeah.
It's been nice. And then I also like stepped away from Twitter and started getting more on Instagram, which Instagram has its own like pool of problems, but Twitter is a lot of like combative arguing most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's what I was not healthy for me anymore. So it's finding a balance with social media, I think is a song and dance that, you know, no humans have ever had to experience before. So congrats to us, like our generation, you know, this
we're the first group test subjects.
Good Lord. Yeah. It's stressful, man.
Love being a guinea pig.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that Jess asked if we had like good news and we immediately went, and another thing!
It's hard.
You know what? Yeah. Well, I have my bodega cats back. So that's a really good thing. That's important. That's a good thing. I need to have the updates and know what's happening.
If this is what we need to talk about, if this is what we need to get out, then let's get this out. You know, I don't mean to stifle anyone's venting because I think this is a place for that as well.
I love you so much.
Well, I've been working on remodding my Stardew. So I have 250 mods currently, but I'm working on adding more. I have like 4 different expansion mods. So I've gone from like very Stardew niche right now, but I've gone from like 50 characters in Stardew or 70 up to like 200 characters on all of these different maps to explore. It's very cottage core style. So, and then I've fine tuned my cottage core mod for Minecraft as well. So I'm about to be modded sandbox cottage core playthroughs on my Twitch channel for the next probably couple of months because the amount of time I just put time, sweat, blood, tears into modding these games, I'm getting 100 hours of gameplay out of each of those.
I know Confetti has some opinions on Stardew Valley.
I love watching Confetti play Stardew.
Can I say horse? Okay. They all have issues.
Literally, Confetti sent me a DM that said, they are all whores. I was like, I forgot we were talking about Stardew because I'd gone to get dinner and I came back and looked at it and I was like, who?
And you're like, who?
I mean, I'm dying to talk about it, but who?
Thought-do Valley, really.
It's that. Oh my God, that mare. And then the Evelyn. Oh my God, I can't deal with it. I did get married. I have a boyfriend now in Stardew. Very important
news.
Romancing? I romance Purple Depressed Boy.
Yes! Sebastian. I mean, he's not who I marry, but I'm like,
he's got
emo.
Let's go.
It was between him and his friend, the blonde one. Sam. I'm still learning names. That one. Yeah.
Oh, is he the one with the skateboard?
Yes. That's why. Yeah. That's why.
Just he's what I'm flirting with.
But as soon as he became my boyfriend, Abigail started being a bitch to me.
Yeah.
Because Abigail wanted Sam.
Yep. No, Abby goes after Abigail.
And I feel I was playing it on my Steam Deck in bed, and my partner was watching me occasionally, and he was like, "Did you really just marry yourself?"
I was gonna say, "You married yourself?"
And he was like, "There's something a little creepy about that." I was like, "Oh, god damn it, no, it's too late." But he's not wrong. Apparently, I married myself. Purple hair, plays video games, like swords. Well, and crystals. Oh my god. I was like, "Oh no. What have I done?" What a game, though. I still come back to it.
He's the guy who made is making another one. I'm like, I can't handle that right now. I just got here and I already can't handle that. Something like that.
Yeah, that's the sequel. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's not released yet.
Look at Jess's face.
Wait, so hold on. The guy who made Stardew Valley is making
Haunted Chocolatier.
Haunted Chocolatier?
Yeah.
Like, is that like a haunted chocolate factory?
Basically.
I can't believe I haven't heard of this.
I think there's going to be more combat focus too, which, you know, I don't really care about. Me. I just want to romance people.
How have I not heard of this?
I want dating sims. That's
I want ghosts and chocolate. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, I love anything to do with like any sort of cooking or food mechanic in game, or like if you're selling food or if you're eating it or making it, anything related to food. I don't know why. I just love it.
Jess was a cooking mama, Stan.
Yeah. Oh, that game was fun. Do you remember? So they had it on like the DS. Did it come out on the DS originally?
I think so, yeah.
And then they had like maybe they might have had like a Wii version, if I recall, but the DS version was better. And you would like make the little gyoza and put the little.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
I never played it.
My God, it was so fun.
Aww. Yeah, I'm going through it, but I love it. It's really fun. It's really funny to me. People just like to watch me play it. I'm just here confused.
I love your playthrough.
It's so cool. One of my chickens got out, my void chicken, and it got out and it wouldn't go back in the pen. I was stressed for 10 minutes straight. They were like, "It'll go back eventually." I'm like, "No, it has to go back now."
Because the game has such a diehard fandom, and there's so few people who have not played it at this point. So getting to experience it all over again through you, because you've not played it yet, is a very special treat.
Yes, it's very fun. I've been enjoying it a lot. And it made me play again. Because apparently I didn't have enough the first couple of times. We really just straight up talk nonsense.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I expected for this.
That's the way
season finale.
The cookie crumbles.
Yeah. We're always like, let's talk about these things, and then start talking about one of them.
We have more organic conversations though, and like
I love it.
Stop! I have wait. Oh my god!
In the background, I have a Junimo.
Oh my gosh!
His name is Steve. I don't know why his name is Steve, but
mine is named Geef after the Australian streamer. And he's going to block me one of these days. I love him to death. He already knows. He was just like, "Why are you like this?" I'm like, "I don't know."
No one knows. The jury's out.
So since we're doing a season finale, this is going to be on the shorter end of our episodes. So why don't we go ahead and let everybody know what we got going on in our content creation field, what we're going to be focusing on. Psyche, what you got coming up?
I am going to be playing a lot of horror stuff this month. I actually started my journey on Twitch through horror games and then completely abandoned them and made my entire brand about space. Because apparently I have no consistency in my life. But I am going to be doing a little bit of scary stuff this month. I'm going to be playing games like The Mortuary Assistant, which I'm looking forward to, but have been warned already. I've been warned of that game.
Is it graphic? Like warned because it's graphic, or warned because it's
graphic? There is one part that is very
jump scares. Also
graphic.
I've heard.
I would say put a serious warning before that part comes up.
I've been told what. So if you are looking at the Mortuary Assistant, it's worth checking out a website called DoesTheDogDie.com because it does have it listed and tells you any potential trigger warnings or content warnings that you might need. There's also a streamer. I'm so sorry. I cannot remember who it was, but I found it on TikTok and I favorited it. And if I can find it, I'll put it in Discord. But it's a person who's put together like a list of content warnings and it integrates with like Nightbot and everything. Or if you have your own bot, you can just copy stuff over. Cool. And I'm going to be using that for all of my games that I'm playing this month. I'm also going to be playing Resident Evil Village and possibly cosplaying as Lady D. I'm really short though.
So am I.
Oh my gosh.
Just put the camera lower. It emphasizes the boobies.
I might also try and set up like a little stepping on you kind of camera thing.
Oh, just oh my God, fun.
So that could be fun. That's pretty much my life. What about, who would like to go next?
Ooh, Jess.
Mine's super boring. I am just still doing my fitness streams. And that's it. I mean, to some people that's not boring, but I'm my point there is that I don't have anything like interesting coming up. It's just, I go to the gym and I lift weights and then I put them back down.
It's
and
so interesting.
You're into that thing, and then she goes skating. Then, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Your feed rules. I'm super inspired by it.
Thank you.
And then for me, I'm just, I'm a hey shady lady on everything, but I'm just doing a lot of the Cottagecore Sandbox gaming. And I think that I might play a couple of horror games here or there, but I'm like struggling to just, I don't know, it's the fight between to niche or not to niche. And then I feel like I have to. And then I feel like a Sagittarius moon is like, no, I don't want to. Can't tell me what to do. Don't put me in a box. Like, but so I'm going to try to focus on these like cozy, wholesome sandbox kind of games for a bit and see where that takes me. So it's going to be a lot of like relaxing, chill vibes on my channel. And then, of course, I'm continuing my Celestial Cafe podcast, which is a podcast with three of my witchy friends. And we meet up twice a month, once on the full moon to talk about the full moon, what astrology sign it's in, and that's cool. How that energy affects you for the few weeks surrounding that. So those episodes are not evergreen, but they're great conversations. They're lots of fun. And we do intuitive check-ins, talk about our feelings and why the moon or whatever the planetary alignments are might be affecting that. And then the second episode of the month is evergreen content. We've just added this section on. We used to only be meeting monthly and now we're doing twice a month. And we talk about very switchy topics and it's a different subject every month. So we've talked about like how we found our spiritual path, how we got into tarot, what shadow work is will be a future episode. We just did one on like dealing with toxic energy and cutting cords, specifically doing like cord cutting rituals and things like that. So that's my main little baby right now. And I think that's mostly it. I'm pushing my YouTube again and just trying to get back in the swing of things after having an injury this summer and not realizing how much that was going to affect my ability to do content creation. Cause oh my God, content creation is more than a full-time job. It's ridiculous.
It is.
So that's what I got going on.
Yeah.
And Fetty.
For me, I am still doing the whole full-time content creator thing myself. I just launched my own podcast called The Nerdy Magical Girl.
Yeah.
It's so good. So
your trailer launch for it was so cool. It was beautiful.
Aw, thank you. So I'm doing a lot with that. That will be premiering weekly. And I will let the format be a surprise because this week is the second episode and it's going to be are a little different. And I kind of like what I have going on here. But yes, that's the Nerdy Magical Girl. For right now, it's on YouTube. It's pending approval for Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the other stuff. So it will be on there as long as they approve me. If not, then they're anti-black. I stand by that. I will be at TwitchCon. I also have a lot of different content coming to YouTube and also TikTok. I'm leaning a lot also into a lot of the cozy games, but I also play a lot of horror too. So I switch between, you know, Stardew Valley, is that cozy? That's more of a horror game. I switch between horror and then I also do
Mayor
cozy
Lewis
as
jump
well.
Scares.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of like at the, I don't know, opposite ends of each spectrum. But like, I'm honestly just leaning very heavily into my joy, into my healing process and letting it be in that important. And enjoying the journey because I'm tired of my life being run by metrics and all the other stuff. So I'm just kind of doing what I do that makes me happy and see where that journey takes me.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what we got going on. And that's our little boss level ramble for the day. This is what I mean is when the four of us get together and it's just like I just love the explosion of our brains together. It's just a lot
of
fun.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's going to wrap our episode up for today and this season of Boss Level. So feel free to join our Discord server to keep up with what's going on with us next for as far as Boss Level goes and also just our individual content too. And I guess that's all. Hey, shady lady out.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
I will cry. I will cry on the top of a hat. Stop.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
2 I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Vedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.